This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any questions through there. And then, of course, you always hear me mention our helpline. That is 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. Give us a call, and we will try to help you with any type of consumer issue that we can. Well, we're going to kick off today's show with a gentleman you normally hear each week on Tuesdays with Your Money Matters, and that's Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt, good to see you.
Nice to see you, too. And I was just commenting about this, looking out there and seeing those mountains. It's just beautiful.
I know, it is.
Tough place to work. Beautiful. Tough office.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, I want to get you on. Again, we have you on each week, Tuesdays, and a lot of times we have a lot of different guests on, and then you'll do a mortgage show every once in a while. But just want to touch a little bit about affordable interest mortgage. And, you know, we've had you on for a number of years. You've been doing this a long time, and you've seen a lot of other mortgage companies come and go, and people come to you, and they've been other places. What do you think really sets you guys apart?
And I've kind of talked to you about this in the past. I think we listen better than most. Most people, when they call a mortgage company, some of them, a lot of them, it's kind of like calling a call center. If you don't fit into their box, they kind of just put you over here. When they got time, they might come back. They don't listen to what you're actually telling them you're looking for. You may be looking for a 30-year mortgage, but we may talk to you and say, well, you could do that 30-year, but we could cut it to 27.
Right.
And it still fits in your payments, but you save this kind of money. They don't really listen to what your long-term or short-term goals are. So more so, I think that's part of it, because we're here to serve you. We don't offer just one loan. We offer all different types. Some are good for those. Some are good for these. It's just, what are you looking for?
Sure. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500, and right here in Greenwood Village area, and Kurt and his team can help you out with really any kind of mortgage, and you know, we can even touch on reverse mortgages. You guys do those as well.
Yes, we actually do quite a few of those. There's, you know, as we all know, 10,000 people a day turning 65. There's a lot of myths about it. I think some of those are being cleared up. A lot of people believe that there's a high cost to reverse mortgages. And when you put the numbers out, it's really not. The cost has come down drastically on those. And there's a tremendous benefit. They're not for everybody, but there's a tremendous benefit for many people when they're struggling and they, you know, they got medical bills or they got, you know, drug issues that they got to be able to pay for the drugs. The budget only goes so far.
Sure.
So this allows them to free up, or if somebody just wants to take that house payment they're making and travel a little bit more, it just takes some of the pressure off, and it works pretty well.
You know, I was thinking back through some of our past shows, and a lot on Haystack, we try to help people with advice to keep them from making mistakes, and I was wondering, are there mortgage mistakes people can make, you know, when you get looking at a house? And one I was thinking of, I think sometimes, you know, it's easy to get approved for, you know, $400,000, and you think, I got to spend every penny of that. And then all of a sudden, you don't have anything, any money to put a sofa in there or drapes or different things. So a couple of things I was going to bring up and get your opinion on. Is it a mistake to make yourself you kind of house poor a little
mortgage
bit?
Mortgage poor.
Yeah,
so
mortgage
we call it,
poor. Yeah,
yeah. I really think it is, because if you've never owned a home, we actually try to help you understand that there's going to be more cost. There's a lot of first-time home buyers, young millennials out there looking, and we try to explain to them that, you know, even though you think this payment fits, you're pushing your envelope, and should you have a tough time or a furnace break or, you know, issues with the home, now you're kind of strapped and you're putting things on credit cards. But I see mistakes sometimes from mortgage lenders that certain loan officers will offer people products that isn't really the best for the customer, but it's great for them. They'll talk them out of a VA, but talk them into an FHA.
Mm-hmm.
And a VA is far superior than an FHA loan, and the payments are less. But they don't like VA loans. They don't like some of the restrictions at VA. VA actually restricts how much money you can make on it a little bit more. So they don't like that. So they'll convert you over when you really should be in a VA. Or they'll put you even in an FHA when you fit into a conventional.
Right.
Because the rate's better, but it has mortgage insurance. And they don't necessarily tell you that you could do a conventional versus the other. So it's there's those kind of mistakes that can happen that we see after it's happened. And we talk to people, go, well, that really wasn't the best loan for you. This should have been a whole lot better, and you'd have been able to pay off your home faster and save closing costs. We see that a lot.
So that may be one mistake. It's just not sitting down with someone that has your best interest at heart instead of just the business side of things. But especially first-time home buyer, I mean, to sit down and let someone like you that's been doing this a while and got a few gray hairs and can understand, you know, hey, you need to think about this.
When you're doing a mortgage, whether it's a purchase or a refi, it's not something that needs to be done in 2 weeks. It's something you really should look at and understand your options and what it's the total cost is going to be to you, whether you're going to be in it for a year, 5 years, or 10 years, whatever you think. What's that cost going to be? And too many people want to kind of rush you through that, especially on a purchase. Everybody's trying to rush to the close on a purchase. But that's a big investment, and you're getting so hyped up about buying that house, you forget sometimes to pay attention to the product that you're getting that's financing that home.
Right.
And we just try to give you, when we talk to you, seldom will you get one option from us. We're not here to tell you which loan to take. We're here to say there are options. You need to see the cost on all of them. You pick the loan. We get paid the same. Whether it's this loan or that loan, we get the same.
Right.
It's what's the loan's best for you that protects your money the most.
So you mentioned the VA loan. So would you say it's a mistake if you qualify for a VA loan, that in most cases, that's what you should do?
Absolutely. Okay. VA loan is one of the best loans out there. VA has just come out and changed some of their guidelines because there's been some lenders that are promoting VA, but they're doing what they call churning. Because VA will allow you to do, if let's say you own a home and you want to pull some cash out and you're a vet, VA will allow you to take up to 100% of that. Well, so what some people are doing is they will get you to take maybe 10% of the equity that you have available and then come back to you in 4 months and get you to take another 10% and then come back to and keep doing that. It's churning. While you're getting the cash and your payments don't change because the rates are good, you're paying extra cost every time you do that, and you're paying extra commissions. VA has come in, and they've now come out with a tangible net benefit thing to where they won't allow that to happen. You can't refinance a VA as quick as you used to because too many people are taking advantage of it. Loan officers, mortgage companies.
Right. Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number 720-895-0500. You can check out their website, aimortgage.net. But if you've got any kind of mortgage needs, maybe thinking about refinancing, looking at maybe a second home, reverse mortgage, this is truly your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. 720-895-0500. Now, and we've talked about this a lot through the years, but, you know, the whole pre-approved, pre-qualified, and, you know, I think it's a mistake we've talked about before and we've had credit experts on is, I mean, hey, before you go out and start looking, you ought to get a copy of that credit report because there may be some things there that you've talked about before. Maybe they've got several cards and they can page some of those down a little bit or increase credit lines where they don't have to do that. But I'm saying is, it's a mistake not to check out your credit a little bit before you go house shopping.
Absolutely. And I'll give you an example that most people would not think about. I have a client. He's been in the same business for 14 years, owns his company in this business for seven. He has a 774 credit score. He's putting 20% down. You would think he'd be easy to get done. Hmm. What's on his credit report is he has credit that he has opened, but he doesn't use. So without that credit report and seeing that and knowing that the lenders require activity on your credit report, you can have 10 accounts. If they're all paid and haven't been used in the last 2 years, they don't care about your score. They don't think you know how to make payments on credit because you have no history. So we had to spend a month to get things charged to show activity on the before he could get the loan.
So as a consumer, we may be thinking we're showing restraint.
And, common sense.
Yeah, and by not putting a lot of things right. on cars. And you're not saying go crazy with them, but
no.
Put 25-30% gas, groceries, whatever, and pay it off.
Yeah, I was asked that question on Monday, Mortgage Minute with John Rush. And I said, somebody should, if you have a credit card, put $200 on it. If you haven't used it in 6 months, put $200 on it for whatever it is. First month, pay 100 of it back. Second month, pay 50. Third month, pay it off.
Okay.
Done. It will improve your credit score, and it will help you get loans. And it's just the $200. It's not like you're running up a lot. I'm not telling you to use it a lot, but use it because then it improves your score. 32% of your credit score comes from how you manage your credit card debt. Not your installment loans, your mortgage loans, or your car loans. Your credit card debt. If you use it wisely, you can get to a 780 pretty quick.
Hmm.
It's a pretty simple little process, but it's paying attention to those things.
Now, is this something where sometimes, you know, we hear a lot of different ads, and I mean, hey, we're not hiding. In fact, we're advertising
yes,
right now.
We are.
But you hear a lot of different ads. But is it sometimes where maybe, you know, a company I'm trying to find my note here on this real quick, but they offer a low rate, but then they have high fees. Is there anything in that where companies can do that in kind of
absolutely.
A hidden way?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two different types of mortgage brokers. There's the standard mortgage broker, then there's a correspondent mortgage broker. Correspondent mortgage broker is a broker that's using their own money.
Okay.
So they can not only make money on the rate and get paid by the lender, they can actually charge you to do so. They can charge you for fees that most lenders wouldn't charge you for. I hear an ad all the time that this one company talks about, well, you don't have to give us $500 up front to do the loan. Nobody should ever be giving anybody any money up front for any kind of mortgage loan.
I've never heard of you asking for
money. No, I can't even imagine that there's somebody out there doing it, but apparently there are people doing that.
Hmm.
Now, do you need to prepay for the appraisal? Yes, but that money is going to come back to you at the close. Yes, there are people that are doing that. They're charging excessive fees, and they're legitimate because they're the ones loaning the money. So as doing that, they have the right to charge those fees. There's a max that they can charge.
Okay.
But most lenders aren't even close to the max. The max used to be is 3%, but you can't. Nobody's doing that anymore.
Right. And one thing I like about you is, I mean, you have so many different programs, and a lot of people might think of big banks or that's the places to go that they would have more. But really, you have a lot of different options, and one especially I wanted to close out with today is the asset manager. I'll let you talk about that a moment.
A brick-and-mortar bank has to sell what the board of directors tell them that's the product that they're going to sell. So they're very limited. Most don't do VA. Very few will do USDA. Some are very restricted on their FHA. So they basically do conforming loans. And then they'll give you good rates if you've got lots of money sitting with them.
Mm-hmm.
So as a mortgage broker, my job is to find the best rate and the best program for you with your scenario and what you want to do. So that's why I have about 11 to 13 different lenders that I'll find the one that fits for you the best. We talk about the asset manager. That's my personal favorite. It's not for everybody, but if you're disciplined with your money and you have money rolling through your checking account, it's a mortgage to where they attach your checking account to your mortgage. And every dollar you put in your checking account goes to principal. Unlike a compound interest loan where you pay principal last, in this loan you're paying principal first, and it's simple interest.
Right.
So because of that, your mortgage payment goes down every month, which means as you're depositing money, more of it goes to principal because it's paying it first, and it just keeps magnifying.
Hmm.
And without changing your spending habits, most people are saving 40 to 60% of the interest that they would normally pay on a compound interest loan in this kind of simple interest loan, and they're owning the home faster. And the best part about it, you have access to your equity when you need it for an emergency, unlike any other loan. You don't have to go back and get a second mortgage. You don't have to come back and refinance. You don't have to refinance with me. One loan, 30 years, you're good to go.
All right. And I think that's where we lose people a lot the minute we say you don't have to change any of your spending habits. Because normally to pay something off early, you've got to sacrifice. And this, we're talking about just keep doing what you're doing.
Think of it this way. If you deposit, let's say, $8,000 a month into your checking account, if you could take that $8,000 and put it in a savings account that paid you 5 or 6% before you spent it, would you do it? Most people say, absolutely. Well, that's exactly what this does. It's basically paying you the same rate, paying you 5, 6%, applying that to your principal, paying your principal down, lowering your payment, paying interest.
Right.
The interest rate on this is, you know, think of it like a credit card. A credit card might charge you 16%, but if you pay it off every month, you pay 0%. I got people paying 2% interest on these loans, 2 to 3% interest, because they're not paying it to the bank. They're saving it.
Right.
That's their money, and they own their home faster, and they're protected if the economy goes south. It's a great loan.
Absolutely. Well, Kurt, thank you. And again, you can join us each week on Tuesdays for a special edition of Haystack Help Radio, and we call it Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And again, if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Got a road trip planned for the holidays or getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireService.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Stop enduring nerve pain. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to find out whether electronic signaling could help your peripheral neuropathy. The burning, tingling sensation starts in your feet, slowly progressing until your balance begins to suffer. Occasional numbness turns into constant discomfort. You become afraid to drive because you can't feel the pedals. Do not resign yourself to a lifetime of limited mobility. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center offers an advanced technology called electronic signaling, giving hope to seniors with nerve pain. Call 720-851-9694 to schedule a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam. Dr. Anderson will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help your peripheral neuropathy. You shouldn't need to tolerate nerve pain. Call today, 720-851-9694.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Now, you've heard this name on our show ever since we started it in 2000. About 11, I believe it was, and our Sportsman of Colorado show in 2013, and a person that's made a lot of that even open to us is Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, Dan Johnson. They've been a great sponsor of our show and friend of our show. And, of course, that's where we get all our vehicles. And so Dan Johnson, the general manager, joins us now. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you today, Scott?
I'm doing great. So I tell you, a little sunshine out there feels pretty good.
Yeah, it certainly does. We still need a little melt to happen here, but
that's
all our cars are cleaned off and we're ready to go.
Ready to go. All right, good deal.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking before you came on here a little bit about Lynn Lyle and just the success you guys have had, and you see some car dealers go in and out of business, all the different things. What do you really attribute, you know, the success? And we'll tell Jim, since you've been there, okay. What do you attribute the success really to Lynn Lyle Chevrolet and just the way you guys do business?
Well, the dealership's been here since, I think, 1975, and Jim Lyle's dad started it, Lynn Lyle, and I came on board about 15 years ago, and you know, there's a lot of the same people. I mean, there's some technicians here that have been here 30 years plus. You know, there's an old saying that I learned a long time in the car business: to take care of your employees, they'll take care of your customers. So, you know, it's always nice to see a friendly face in a dealership, and you know, rather than a ton of turnover, and you know, you don't know anybody in service or in sales when you want to come back. And the one thing I'm pretty proud of, I have two of the top-selling salespeople. They're kind of fleet/retail guys in the state of Colorado. I mean, we're not the largest dealership. However, two of my guys are in the top five of all the salespeople. So, they've been here with me the whole 15 years, and you know, just a ton of repeat referral business just because they take care of people. I mean,
right.
You know, the deals are honest, fair, and, you know, service, loaner cars, whatever they need, you know, they get taken care of, which is really nice. You know, not all dealerships do that. You know, you drop your car off and they say, there's the bus stop. You know?
Sure, yeah.
Not here.
Right.
Not here.
And, you know, I think that's one thing. And when I talk to people sometimes, you know, about, you know, hey, if you're looking for something, let me know. And it'll come up sometimes, you know, man, I can't stand going to dealerships. And that's why so many people have gone this, and we'll talk about this. I know we did it a couple of months ago, this broker route, but, and they're thinking that's the best deal for them. But I mean, I'm telling you, the whole vibe, at Lynn Lyle, I mean, when you walk in the door, it's not this, you know, salesy atmosphere. I mean, you're greeted properly. And you know what, like you've always said, hey man, buying a vehicle should be fun, and that's what you guys try to do it, and you shouldn't have to spend all day there either.
No, I mean, Jim Lyle and I both try to say, you know, we'll go as fast or as slow as you want to go. I mean, you know, once you pick a vehicle out, you know, you can be out of here in a half hour if you want to be, you know, paperwork-wise and everything else. It's, you know, it shouldn't take all day long, and, you know, I mean, once a vehicle's selected, you know, that's when we go to work. You know, let's get you in, get you out of here. You know, everybody's, it's a busy world out there. You got things to do. But then again, we'll take as long as you want as far as, you know, these cars these days are, you know, a lot of electronics, lots of new things on them. So, you know, we want to make sure you're, you know, thoroughly comfortable with the new purchase and you know what all your vehicle has. I mean, there's some pretty cool stuff in these new Chevys.
Absolutely. Dan Johnson's our guest, general manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And you know, when you think back, the other day I picked up a paper in a Starbucks just waiting on somebody real quick, and I don't know who reads the paper much today, but I was thinking about looking through all the ads. I mean, you remember the day, man, where I mean, it was full of car ads, you know. I mean, just full page after page on weekends and all. I mean, the internet has changed your business, hasn't it?
Oh, totally. Totally changed our business. I mean, I cut my teeth on the newspaper. Dean Singleton and I are, you know, go way back to the Houston days, you know, and he's the owner of the Post, and way back, and, you know, I used to run full page ads, and, you know, that probably ended 8-10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, I mean, I mean, if I want to buy a washer and dryer, I don't look at the newspaper. I just Google, you know.
Right.
You know, so we're there. You know, we're at all the places. You know, we're cars.com, Auto Trader. You know, we're there. And, you know, it's just changed everything. And you know what it's allowed us to do as well? You know, Chevy dealer on East Colfax and Aurora, I wouldn't stock a Lexus or a Mercedes or something like that. Just didn't have the market for it. But now with the internet, you know, if it's a nice car, all I have to do is, you know, make sure it's good, make sure it's something we want to sell, and pop it on the internet, and somebody will find it, either here in town or, you know, I sell cars all over the country. So it has changed everything. There's no question about it.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, here's what I always tell people, too. I mean, boy, in this day and time with just different job things, you look at the government shutdown now. I mean, sometimes people get behind and maybe a little bit of credit stuff, but, you know, with all the business you do, I mean, there's not too many people that can walk in there and you can't figure out something to get them financed.
Oh, yeah. We have, I mean, I don't know how many banks and credit unions we have. It's a lot. And we have banks that specialize in, you know, credit challenged or people that have stubbed their toe or bankruptcies or whatever. You know, they want those people. And you know, we try to do everything we can to get them, you know, a fair interest rate and, you know, still sell the car for, you know, what, you know, a fair price and what book value is. But yes, absolutely. We, and even, you know, black stripe driver's license or, you know, not citizens, but they have work visas.
Right.
You know, we can get those done as well. That's not a problem.
Okay, good deal. Well, I mentioned the broker thing. I know you and I did a whole kind of a whole segment on it, but I think it's important to bring it up again because it seems like people get fooled into this idea that, hey, the broker can buy, you know, vehicles cheaper than you can, and I think that is a huge lie. We won't even say a myth. We'll just say that it's a lie.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's, you know, they don't work for free. Most of them don't work cheap. I mean, to be honest, I've had a broker come in here and, you know, say, I'm going to buy this car and I'm selling it to these people and we're going to do it on your paper and you're going to cut me a check back for $2,500. And I'm kind of going, wow, that doesn't feel good to me. But, you know, if, you know, I'll do what you want me to do. But, you know, why didn't the customer come to me direct?
Sure.
You know, I mean, save them quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, like I say, they don't work for free, and it's, you know, and I guess we did it to ourselves. You know, there's dealerships out there that are, you know, they're a little bit shady and, you know, they hide things and, you know, slip things in and, you know, have a bad reputation. I mean, it doesn't happen here.
So, right, absolutely.
You do not need a broker at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to be fair. It's going to be honest. We're going to take care of you after the sale. I'm not interested. There's a lot of car dealers that, you know, just let me make one deal and it's going to be a big one. And, you know, I don't care if you ever come back. Well,
right.
That's not how we build our business. You know, I want you back. I want your service. I want your friends. I want your relatives and, you know, treat everybody right. And, you know, you prosper, and we've had good years because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Dan Johnson's our guest, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. If you get by there, Dan's office is just right inside the front door. Usually you'll be greeted there when you pull in. Just tell him you want to see Dan. Let him know you heard about him here on KLZ 560 and Haystack Help Radio, or you can mention Sportsman of Colorado, and he'll take great care of you. You know, and I tell people all the time, boy, you look at this weather, how it changes in and out, man. Getting your cars in to get them serviced and making sure you got good tires and making sure everything's good. You don't want to break down and on a cold day like we had a couple of days ago. And you guys, I mean, I got a deal from the other day that I used. You know, you guys sent out some good coupons, and I was able to use one even getting an oil change and everything. But I challenge anyone really to compare your service and the quality of service, you know, with the pricing that they think they're probably getting at some of these, you know, quicker lube places.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, like you say, I mean, I always have coupons out there. So if you came here once, you're always going to get a coupon. But even if you just come in off the street, I challenge and I'll price match anything that, you know, I mean, even tires, I'll price match tires. You know, you can't do it cheaper anywhere else than right here.
And, right.
You know, the best thing about that is, you know, once again, I don't have the turnover. You know, I spend a lot of money training these technicians, and General Motors requires that, you know, these technicians are trained. So, you know, I just don't want, you know, 18-year-old kid, you know, jumping in my car that doesn't have any experience at all. I mean, you know, these guys are highly trained, and they know what they're doing. So, and it's not much. It's not more money.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, I'm saving. Yeah. I'm saving money, and I actually had a good friend that, you know, I'd kind of felt a little loyalty to too. That, you know, used to do mine, owns a shop. But I'm telling you, I'm saving money. And here's the other thing I like. And you know, got a couple of minutes here, but this is the main thing I like too, because I know when I come in for an oil change here, and your guys raise a hood. Hey, I mean, they're not looking through everything. I mean, they're there to do an oil change. But you know what? If they see something, they're going to let me know where somebody at a, you know, fast lube place, hey, if a hose's got a hole, whatever, they see a leak. They have no incentive to tell me whatever because they can't fix it or don't want to fix it.
Yeah, or they don't know what to look for. We do a multi-point inspection on every single car that costs us a service drive. So if you come in for an oil change, you're not only getting an oil change, you know, we're going to fill up your windshield washer. We're going to do a multi-point inspection. We're going to look at, you know, belts, hoses, brakes, air filters, you know, all kinds of things. And, you know, if you need something, we'll tell you. If you don't, we'll tell you that, too. We'll say, hey, your brakes are, you know, at 8 millimeters, you're fine, you know. But if they're at 2 millimeters, we're going to say something.
Yep.
And, you know, just, you know, that's the way we do it.
Yes, sir. Well, Dan, hey, man, I appreciate it. And, again, thanks for all you do for us. And we got Chris found one of my guys a truck here we're going to be getting in touch with here real quick. So hopefully we'll get him in there. But, again, get out and see Dan. Let him know you heard about him here on Haystack Help Radio. And I promise you, if you are looking for a good pre-owned vehicle, a new vehicle, give them at least a chance to earn your business. And I promise you, you will call and thank me because you'll get treated the right way at Len Lyle Chevrolet. So, Dan, thank you very much, sir.
Very good. Thank you, Scott.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you as well.
Thanks.
That's Dan Johnson, Len Lyle Chevrolet. Drive east and pay the least just right off Colfax and 225. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result, no meaningful decision. Steve Hurley here at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Questions and concerns regarding reverse mortgages need to be addressed. I can help. My main job is educating those that want to understand the value and benefits of considering such a mortgage. Remember, take AIM at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley. NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, thank you so much for joining us. If you're just getting in the car or turn on your radio, my name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, normally our next guest would be on our Sportsman of Colorado show, which, by the way, you can catch on Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 8, and also Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. But that is Green Mountain Guns, and Mike Cook is with us. And, Mike, first of all, welcome. How are you, sir?
Very good, Scott. Thank you. Appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you.
Absolutely. Same here, sir. And, you know, I thought, you know, hey, there's a little bit different audience for us, but, boy, I tell you, I think the way the recent elections went. We got a lot of gun things that could be coming up, hitting us here pretty quick. So I wanted to get you on a few minutes and talk about your store.
You bet. Well, we appreciate it. Yeah, that's something we're all watching, and appreciate you having us on.
Sure. You know, Green Mountain Guns, you guys have been there, you know, a number of years, and you and your wife, Julie, just kind of celebrate your one-year anniversary as the new owners there. And if you're not familiar with the store, they're at 3355 South Yarrow Street in Lakewood. And, again, you can check out their website, greenmountainguns.com. But just a great, great store, and, you know, you've done a few new things there, and you got a few new folks there, as well as you, some of the folks that were there previously. But talk a little bit about just some of the differences as you look back over the year of what you're most proud of.
Well, thank you, Scott. I tell you what I'm most proud of is the team that we have here and the hard work everybody's put forth to welcome us in and to help us with all the changes that we envision, and we've been fortunate enough to bring online. We've got several things, everything from, of course, still have a huge consignment selection here. Our new guns and used guns has grown substantially. And then we've now moved into the internet world where we're doing sales and so forth there, Scott. And then, of course, our big focus that we brought on board is our estate assistance with folks that are looking to sell or help us appraise any of their state needs. So that's been good. That's grown substantially. And then we're looking into some new areas currently, which include some of our Class 3 areas, which we're now dealers. So I'm very proud of how all that's come together and the team I have that helped us do it.
Right, absolutely. You know, you mentioned internet, and we just had Dan Johnson, Lin-Law Chevrolet, and I was talking about how internet has changed the car business, and internet has really changed a lot of things in the gun world as too, as far as a lot of different sites you can go to. But one thing I think you guys really do different than anybody, and, you know, a lot of times, I mean, there's a lot of stores around that do consignment, but you go a little bit extra mile, and you know, and working with a customer, and if they want to, you can do some things on the internet instead of just putting a gun in a case and putting a price they want on it. You kind of walk them through what you think the gun will sell for. Hey, it doesn't do either one of you any good to put something in there overpriced. So you kind of coordinate all that with them, but then you don't just put it in the case and hope somebody comes in and wants it. I mean, you can put a lot of things on your site and other sites to really help that customer move that firearm.
That's correct, Scott, and I have some staff members that specialize in that have done a wonderful job for us to get that up and running. If you go to our website, which is greenmountainguns.com, and go under featured firearms, you'll see several firearms there that are both store-owned or consignment guns, and that grows continually. And then you can go out on some of the national gun sales sites. Under Green Mountain Guns, you'll see us out there. But this is something that we started a few months ago where, as you said, we still have a strong presence on our consignment sales here in the store. But not only can you have your gun displayed here in the store, but if you select, you can have it out on our website, or we'll even put it out on one of the national sites for sales. Take all the phone calls and monitor that and do the best we can to help guide you in a reasonable price that will get the firearm moved for you. So we're very proud of that, and that's working very well.
And, you know, you and I were visiting yesterday a little bit, and another thing I think, and again, I don't know this with everyone, but I certainly want to bring it up for you is, you know, hey, I bring a gun in there, I want to put it on consignment, or you're going to buy it from me straight out. I mean, you kind of go through that gun, kind of like when you trade in a car, a dealership will kind of go through a car just to make sure everything's all good. And you do that as well. Just another step to ensure your next customer is going to buy a good firearm.
We do that, Scott. And all the store-owned firearms, we go completely through them. And I'm happy to say we have a gunsmith that's working with us part-time on staff now, as well as some that I've already had on staff. And we go through those guns to make sure they're safe, to make sure they're functional. We clean them up. So any gun that you buy that's a store-owned gun, you can be assured we've gone through it and we back that gun. And then we now offer a service to our consignment customers that if they want that same thing done with their weapon, we have the ability to do that before we present it out to sale. And that's working very well for us, and I'm very pleased with how that's coming along.
Again, Mike Cook is our guest. Green Mountain Guns is the company. They are at 3355 South Yarrow Street. And as Mike said, go to their website, greenmountainguns.com, and you will see a tab for a featured firearm. And, boy, check that out each week. And then you go in the store. They've got several different racks, of course, always the behind-the-counter type of firearms. But you've also got some special racks right out there on your floor that are good sale items.
We do, and typically we have a gun of the week that's for sale. We have some out here. We've got great prices on us. And then every month we take one of the brands and we have discounted prices on those. We run that every month, so you can watch our website or come in the store and you'll see which brand names that we're running specials on for that month. And that changes monthly, but we try to stay advertising out there to where you know what the current month is and what the next month or two brings.
Sure. And bring that up. I know February kicks off FN, HK, and Springfield. So, boy, that'll be some good deals for folks.
It will be, Scott. And we have a great selection of all those brands in the store right now, both new and used, and we have more coming in daily. We ran Glock and Smith. Those will be coming back special pricing soon. And speaking of that, Glock has some new models out, as does the SIG with their 365. Right now we have several of those in store, and we encourage you to come in and have a look at them.
Yeah, and you mentioned yesterday, I don't know if they've sold or you still got them, but you said that 365, you were able to get a little pretty good-sized shipment of those, and you had one pair that had consecutive serial numbers.
We do. Yeah, we do. We were very fortunate. We have a large shipment of those that came in. We have several in the store, and we were fortunate that we have a couple of them or a couple sets of consecutive serial numbers, which you rarely see, and we have those online as well as sitting in the store right now.
Right. And, you know, one thing I want to touch back on then, the internet sales. I mean, I don't know. I'm just not one of these guys that wants to do something on Craigslist, do all this stuff, and then try to get somebody to meet me at a store to do the transfer legally. And when you guys do it all, you were kind of telling me yesterday, I mean, you handle everything. You handle all the shipping to the client. You handle all of that. And to me, for your percentage on that, that is an extremely, extremely fair deal. There's no way I'm going to get the exposure for that firearm as an individual as you can offer as Green Mountain Guns.
Well, we sure believe so, Scott, and I think the results are sure showing that this works good for the customer and both the customer selling as well as the customer that's buying. And you're right, if you engage us in that part of the business, if the gun sells, as I said, we take all the phone calls. We'll get it sold for you. We'll get it packaged up and out the door to the new owner. And you don't have to do anything other than let us run with it.
Sure.
So I think it's a great opportunity and takes quite a load off of the customer.
Right. Now, you mentioned the estate sales. For folks that aren't familiar with that, and we call it estate sales, but, I mean, I know I just – We were talking yesterday. Had a listener, come by our booth at the International Sportsman's Expo and said, "Man, thank you for having such a good sponsor. I went out there and he really liked you." And I mean, he bragged on you for about 10 minutes. And but just how he said, "Hey, I really felt like he was being honest with me and fair with me." And this guy had a collection of pistols. So we call it estate sales. But basically, if you've got a collection of firearms, you know, two or three firearms, you got 100 firearms, whatever. Talk about how you kind of work your whole estate sale.
Well, you're right, Scott, and we see a broad range of that, and we do use that term to cover a lot of different ways that people dispose of their firearms. But some of it, a family may have inherited several firearms. They're not sure what to do with them. In that case, they can come to us or we'll go to you here in the local area. And we'll look at those guns, try to give you our best appraisal on what we think the value is, what they would sell for, and if that works, then we can get them over to the store and get them sold. There are a lot of other situations where somebody, as you said, may have a collection they put together for years. They now want to focus their efforts and their funds in a different direction. And in that case, we can help them do an appraisal and get them on the market as well. So maybe anything from an inheritance to just a collection you've decided that you may want to get rid of and put your funds a different direction.
Well, good deal. Mike, can you hang on through a break and do one more segment with us? I want to talk a little bit more about your ARs and Class 3 and a couple other things with you if you got a few minutes.
Be happy to do that.
All right. Mike Cook is our guest. GreenMountainGuns.com is their website. Again, check them out there. More importantly, get by and see them. And when you do, let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio or Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and we'd appreciate that. They're located at 3355 South Yarrow Street. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Rejuvenate your retirement with David Cishon of Cishon Financial. Attend a two-hour course on retirement planning Thursday, January 31st from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Arapahoe Community College in Parker. Learn how to maximize your tax efficiency, plan ahead for health care, long-term care, and retirement income, how to identify threats to your retirement savings, and learn everything you need to know about Social Security. All packed into one two-hour session with David Cishon. Thursday, February 31st from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Parker campus of Arapahoe Community College. Call now to register, 303-797-5722. That's 303-797-5722. Don't miss this chance to meet David Cishon in person. Certified estate planner, regional vice president of householder group, and a registered representative with LPL Financial.
Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today. If you're just getting in the car or turn on the radio, Mike Cook is with us from Green Mountain Guns, and Mike is a sponsor with us on our Sportsman of Colorado show, but I wanted to get him on Haystack today and just let you folks know about him as well. As I just mentioned before the break, you can check out their website, greenmountainguns.com. Each week they have a featured firearm there. Mike has a tremendous selection of handguns, rifles, ARs. I was just in a store yesterday checking all out, and boy, just a great, great selection. So, Mike, you mentioned you got the Class 3 thing all set up now, so tell a little bit about what that means to you.
Okay, Scott, and thanks for having me back. Yes, we recently, about a month ago, we were able to get our Class 3 license, which that goes along with our standard federal firearms license, and that allows us on the standard license to sell new and used firearms and transfers and so forth. The Class 3 is an addition to that, and what that allows us to do is handle weapons and silencers that fall under what they call the SOT, which is your NFA items, your National Firearms Act. So in that, that allows us to buy and sell silencers, to handle full automatic weapons that are legal to transfer, as well as short-barreled rifles and shotguns. And that's an area that's new to Green Mountain Guns, and it's an area that's growing in the gun business, and we're very pleased to be able to get involved with that and handle any of your needs in that area.
Right. And, you got guns. At some point, gunsmithing comes in good, and it's great to me to have kind of a one-stop shop place where, hey, you can not only buy it, but, hey, if something goes wrong or you're like me, sometimes you break something, it's great to have a place where you can just walk in and you guys have a gunsmith now there on staff.
We do. We have a gentleman that's joined our team here. He has his own company, and he's working in our shop here, working on some of our items, and he's open for business on assisting our clients coming in. I'm very pleased with that. His name's John, and when you come in, if you have a need, don't hesitate to ask. If John's not in the store, he's on call, and we'll get him in here to help you.
And, you know, you've got a nice showroom there, too, and I just want to mention that real quick as well. And one thing you were mentioning is you got a new shipment in of your Conceal handbags, and I believe you guys call those gun-toting mamas. So that's pretty cool. But, you know, it is something nice for ladies to have a purse where they it is a concealed thing because, hey, most purses, I know my wife, the ones she carries a lot of times, just a big open thing at the bottom, and all of a sudden, if you had to get your gun quick, man, you can't find nothing in that. So it's great to have a concealed carry handbag.
It is, and Gun-Toting Mamas is a national brand, Scott. That's a very high-quality brand, and it's priced very reasonable. My wife, Julie, who's also my partner in the business, has taken point on that, and she has two or three herself, and we see those go out the door and get the reports back that the ladies are very pleased with them. But they're specifically made for concealed carry, but yet they're a very nice, fashionable purse, they tell me. So I would encourage folks to come have a look at them. I think you'd be very happy with them.
Right. And also, I mean, from your, you know, I know I was looking through there yesterday when I was there. You know, you've got some great scopes, you know, of course, cleaning things for cleaning supplies, deals for all your firearms, and you know, great selection of ammo as well. But who are you mainly carrying in, like, some of your scopes?
Well, you know, we have all the brands, Leupold, Burris, Bushnell, for the most part, all the major brands that you would see anywhere we have. If we don't have the specific scope that you want in here, we'll certainly get those in. We do special orders on a regular basis. We're happy to do that. So if it's something you've seen out there on the Internet, I would ask that you please give us a shot at your business. We'll certainly do the best we can on price. We'll look through all our distributors, see if we can find it for you. But that goes for the scopes, all the accessories, ammo. We have good links into all the ammo that's out there. And some of this real hard to find ammo. We have some distributors that we're working with that we're very fortunate to be able to get some of that. So please give us a shot at that if there's something specific you're looking for.
Right. And, you know, again, I mentioned the legal side of things, and, of course, we're all for that. But just take a minute, and, I mean, as a gun store owner, I mean, I think we're all for having guns in the hands of people that are mentally capable to having guns and all that. But, you know, this red flag bill that they're looking at bringing back up again, any thoughts you have on that?
Well, as you said, Scott, you know, our goal is we want to serve the public on their firearms and accessory needs, and we want to do that obviously legally and have these firearms out to folks that have a legal right and the ability to properly utilize them.
Mm-hmm.
And we strongly support that, and of course, strong supporters of the Second Amendment. But, you know, I can say from that, because I'm retired law enforcement, my wife's involved in that, so we also understand all the concerns of the law enforcement community, and we've been out there and seen that, and we recognize the concerns there. But we're strong supporters of firearms rights, and we're strong supporters of the law enforcement community.
No, absolutely. And, you know, so certainly maybe some discussions can be had. I think what killed that bill last year was just it seemed to come up right at the end, and it kind of seemed like a deal they were just trying to cram down our throats real quick. So,
yes.
So hopefully, you know, things will work out there as well. But I'm telling you, this is one thing. Now, do you guys work with anybody for people wanting to get their concealed weapon permits? Any classes that you guys promote?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I appreciate you bringing that up, Scott. We've been trying to get that started, and I wanted to put the right team together with the right training based on my experience and what we see out there. And I'm happy to say that we now have that training team in place. We just had meetings on that last week, and if you watch our website and listen to us on the radio, we'll probably within the next 2 or 3 weeks be announcing dates for that, and that will take place, the classroom portion will take place in the evenings and weekends right here at our store, And if you do take our class, you'll have some opportunities for some special buys after the class out in our store.
Oh, okay.
So I'm very
great.
Pleased with that, Scott. Yes, and by the way, on that, we will have some individuals in the law community that will be available to answer questions and help you through some of those legal needs as well.
Right. No, that's really good. And as I mentioned to you, you know, Kevin Flesh, an attorney on our show with the Sportsman of Colorado. Kevin, did a great seminar at the International Sportsman's Expo on Colorado gun laws. And so maybe we can get him involved with you, too, because he's right there local for you as well. Well, if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. I want to hit a couple of high points real quick. Green Mountain Guns, 3355 South Yarrow Street. Again, they sell new firearms. They do consignments of firearms. So if you've got some firearms maybe you're just not using anymore or you want to turn into cash, this is a great way to do it. And also, February will kick off their FNHK Springfield specials. And Mike mentioned, SIG, they've got some nice SIG 365s and 9mm there. And if you've got a collection of guns, maybe some that you've been collecting for a while, or maybe they were left to you in an inheritance or something, and you don't know what to do with them, don't know what they're worth, whatever, and maybe you want to move those, you can give Mike a call there at Green Mountain Guns, and they will be glad to fix you up. And that number there, Mike, is 303-985-7240, I believe. So
that's correct.
Yeah,
you bet.
303-985-7240. And once again, gunsmithing, I mean, really, truly, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs, and they will just do you a great service there. I did have one person, Mike, asked me the other day talking about this deal. He goes, hey, is it really important, you know, if you really know the person, really good friend, maybe even a relative, they want to buy a gun, is it really important to go through this whole deal the legal way? And I just wanted to take a minute and encourage everyone. Yeah, we used to do that all the time. I mean, hey, I grew up in Texas. Everybody did that. Just, hey, you want to buy it? Here's cash and here's the gun. But it is important to do it the legal route now because you never know where that gun could end up.
Well, that's true, Scott. You know, and the law does allow some exceptions for immediate family members. We understand that. But we also encourage you, don't hesitate to use us on that. And, of course, if it's not immediate, you do need to follow the law on that. But one service that we also offer here, and I want to stress, is that we use a process. We clear all of our used guns that come in, both consignment or store-owned, to ensure that they are not stolen, that they have a good background behind them. And we can also offer that service even on a transfer. So if there's a gun that's been in the family, it's been moving around, you want to make sure that it's got a good history and it doesn't have an issue out there legally, let us know, and we're happy to help you on that as well.
Well, good deal. Well, Mike, hey, man, we appreciate it very, very much and glad to introduce you here to our Haystack Help listeners as well. So if you get by Green Mountain Guns, 3355 South Yarrow Street, tell them you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio. So, Mike, thank you very much, sir, and we appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us on. We look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, sir. That sounds great. Mike Cook, Green Mountain Guns. Once again, that website, greenmountainguns.com. And real quick, I'll mention we will be in Colorado Springs February 22nd through the 24th with Sportsman of Colorado for the Colorado Springs Sportsman and Boat Expo. So I hope you'll come see us for there, and we'll be giving away tickets for that tomorrow, actually, on Sportsman of Colorado between 1 and 2. So if you'd like tickets for that, tune in tomorrow to Sportsman of Colorado. I want to thank all of our guests today. Most of all, thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your afternoon, and we'll talk to you next week.